obviously did not have Christian Pulisic, who is their prized best player on the team, the guy that's going to score the goals for the team.
Yeah,
in the
what's
world,
up with that?
I mean, World Cup.
We got a World Cup coming up.
Yeah, I guess he got banged up in practice or training, and so they just decided to rest him. They actually had four potential starters out against Japan, but apparently Japan had a bunch of players out as well. U.S. men's national team didn't even get a single shot on goal in this game. Like, embarrassing, horrible effort. And you have the World Cup coming in November. Will you be watching the World Cup games? I'm pretty excited for it. I hope USA looks a little bit better than this.
I think their first match is actually on Black Friday. I'm pretty sure, because you've got, I think it's the first one. It's one of those first matches, because Black Friday, Fox is doing, like, they got a big college football game early, then they've got that, and then I think there's an NFL game on Fox that night. Like, Fox has, like, the best slate of programming ever on Black Friday. So, yeah, I'll be watching for sure. This summer I was saying, my gosh, why is the World Cup not happening right now? Especially
right,
when it was slower. Like, I'm like, come on, man. Like, where is this? So, it's definitely, here in the States, it's just going to get overshadowed by football. There's no doubt about it. But
100%. Yep.
But, of course I'll be watching. I'll be interested to see just how the whole thing goes, especially once these teams start getting to Qatar and, like, what, because you've just heard so much stuff about, oh, they're not ready for this. You've heard stuff about the buildings that they're constructing to host all the teams. You've heard a lot about Qatar, obviously human rights issues in Qatar. So it'll be, and it's also like one of the hottest places on earth. So,
right. Well, that's why you're playing it when you are.
Yeah, that's why they moved it to the fall, because it's too hot to play there in the summer.
But I've seen some stuff on Twitter, like, they have locations where fans are supposed to stay and stuff, so that you can stay near the stadium of whichever team you're a fan of, and, like, they just look like shipping containers with nothing in them. I'll be shocked if we don't get, like, I feel like we have a bit of a fire fest situation going on here in Qatar, and I hope I'm wrong about that, but it sounds like they're just not going to be ready for this at all. You just hope that they can get the games played and at least, you know, have some sort of fan presence over there.
Right. Speaking of soccer, our local club, 901 FC, they got a big one. Yeah, they got a big one.
Huge one tonight. They're playing against Lou City. It is not at home. It is in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown. And 901 FC in second place, 4 points behind Lou City. So obviously can't be catching them today, but a huge game, a determining game for the top of the table. So shout out to 901 FC. I hope they get the win tonight.
Yeah, for sure. They I talked about them like a couple weeks back. Philip Goodrum, a Nashville native, has 19 goals on the season. That's one shy of the USL leader Milan Loski, who plays for Orange County SC. So got a chance to be the leading goal scorer in the league this year, which is pretty cool. And like you said, huge one tonight for them. I believe you can watch it locally. I know you'll be able to watch it on ESPN+, though. They carry all those 901 FC matches.
So shout out to 901 FC. Hopefully they play well tonight. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
If you own a commercial building and someone tells you you need a new roof, that doesn't necessarily mean you need a new roof. Restoring your existing roof might be a better option. That's why before you do anything, you need to call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Let Joe Stallnaker show you how restoring your existing roof can save up to 70%. All roof coating systems comes with a 5 to 15 year leak-free warranty, so you get the benefits of a new roof plus big savings. Call 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings at 901-287-1923 or visit them online at 901waterproofing.com to give your old roof a new life.
Celebrate the beauty of the season with the fall collection at Sissy's Log Cabin. Here you'll find a selection of fine and exclusive bridal jewelry like no other, with options to fit any budget, all with service that you have to experience to believe. Stop by any of our locations or visit sissysloggcabin.com to shop our expansive selection. Experience the beauty of fall only at Sissy's Log Cabin, Because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in-store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
When you mix and match five or more participating items like your fave snacks, beverages, and more, you'll pay just 99 cents each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Long Shot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Football is back, and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough, natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have now done this, and they are living life to the fullest, pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. They're not. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation. 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics. That's 901-445-1010. Call QC Kinetics today, 901-445-1010.
For decades, Mississippi Land Bank has been rooted in relationships in North Mississippi. We know agriculture because we live it every day. By helping young farmers get started, like B.J. McClinton in Clay County.
Grew up on a small cow-calf operation here in West Point, Clay County.
When I first started with Land Bank, I got an operating or equipment loan through him. Just the ease of the process. You know, he's a phone call away. You know, he's just available.
Mississippi Land Bank. Advocates for agriculture, rooted in relationships.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Coggins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you?
What's hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, we were just having a debate in the last segment about whether or not if you are allowed to wear a jersey of a team you are not the fan of. In this instance, Bennett was giving me crap because I own and I wear a Tua Tagovailoa jersey because I am a Tua guy through and through, and he said it was disgusting that I would wear the jersey of another team. Is that allowed or not?
No, I think it's fine. Here's the truth. It strikes me that your first team is Alabama in many ways. Even more than is it more than the Bears? I don't know. Maybe just because the Bears haven't been good. I did sit next to you during the Bears playoff game. When Trubisky led him, who'd they lose to that day?
That was the double doink.
The Eagles, right?
That was the Eagles. Double doink.
And weren't we at a Houston basketball game or something?
There was a Memphis game going on at the same
time.
We were
there, yep. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. So, but it's always struck me that you're mostly an Alabama fan. So if someone like, for example, wants to wear, a Derrick Rose jersey or a, you know, CDR jersey or a, if they want to wear a Jalen Duren jersey next year, even though they're a Grizzlies fan, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I don't really ever wear any jerseys, and it's not any reason particularly, but I just don't. I don't wear jerseys, but I think you're allowed to. I got no problem with it.
Right.
And if Bennett thinks it breaks a code, that's he has a.
I feel like a code was broken here.
You think a code was now? What if it was for? If it was for like, who's your most hated NFL team? Like for example,
I would never wear a Green Bay jersey ever.
Yeah,
I don't care who it was.
If Tua played for the Green Bay, you wouldn't do that. That's
no,
a violation.
Yeah, that's
so you
a violation.
Do have some principles. You have yeah. some principles. It's just the Dolphins who really cares when you're a Bears fan. Plus, you're so far out of contention, really.
Yeah,
you know,
Bennett has an anti-Dolphins agenda. I think that's what's
going on. They could win this game, by the way, because the Bills are just riddled with injuries. It's not just their two corners, which would be bad enough. I mean, it's not their corner, which would be bad enough, Dane Jackson. So you got two rookie corners. Micah Hyde, who is their free safety, you know, he's back there, you know, protecting those guys. He's out.
Ed Oliver.
I think Jordan Phillips, I think, is out.
Yep.
And
four starters on defense.
So, you know, I mean, I think the Dolphins could win that game anyway, but certainly when you would take that many starters out, the Bills going to have to outscore them, it feels like.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the thing. They got it. The Dolphins also have to try to play defense, and I don't think that's going to go over too well.
Well, it's a fascinating game. It's a fascinating game, and I think you're allowed to, I honestly don't think the Tua thing is settled. Do you? Do you think he's now, okay, it's over, the debate about whether he's going to be good or not is over?
No, I don't think it's over. I think people, for whatever reason, there's just certain players that people enjoy, like, disliking, or they relish in them not playing well. And I think Tua, for whatever reason,
he wasn't like that coming out of college. It has become my
right.
theory on that is that people, once they develop a strong opinion about someone, they're invested in being right. So once Tua struggled and lots of people said he's trash, at that point, I don't think people rooted against Tua initially, but once they said he's trash, then you're sort of invested in being right. Honestly, it's not unlike Josh Allen when he came out. So many people said he was trash for a long time. I don't think people do anymore, but for a long time, people rooted against his success because they didn't want to be that wrong at saying the guy's a joke, which is what people would say. They were rolling their eyes and saying he was a joke. And mind you, I didn't believe in him either. So, but I think that's what tends to happen is people get invested in their opinion on a guy, and because they're invested in their opinion on a guy, it's the same thing with Chet Holmgren. I think a lot of people who dismissed Chet Holmgren when he was coming out in the draft, oh, it'll never work. And no one was rooting for his injury. I wouldn't say that. But I think a lot of people took pleasure in saying, I told you so. You know, I told you so. Because he's a guy who lots of people had a hard opinion about one way or another. And so if he comes back from injury and is fabulous, they'll be wrong. And they're really interested in being right.
I agree. And I also think that there's part of a social media circle here. Like, especially if your take is public and it's not just your personal opinion. Like, I remember, like, Tua in his first throw of the season this year, the ball slipped out of his hands and it went like 10 yards. And everyone was like, see, he's terrible. He sucks. And the
right.
post goes wild on social media. And I think it's because once your opinion is public, you don't want to be wrong. So I don't think social media helps this aspect of all of this either. And actually, this brings me to something I wanted to talk about with you that involves Memphis football and haters mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Did you have a chance to read Frank's article on Seth Hennigan yet? And if not, I'll tell you exactly what it's about.
I did read it.
Okay.
I did read it. Yep.
What do you think about Seth saying people are in his Instagram DMs telling him that he sucks?
I'll tell you, when I read the piece, because it was about, you know, when you win, everybody loves you. When you lose, everybody hates you. I was surprised that Seth was getting much heat, because if you look at that Mississippi State game, that was not about Seth sucking. It just wasn't. It was about the team getting overly, you know, getting absolutely overwhelmed. No, he didn't have great counting stats either, but he also had drops. Like, was there 6 drops, 8 drops? What was the number of drops? Like, there are a million drops. And so if anyone was jumping into his DMs and saying, you suck, A, you shouldn't ever do that to anyone, even if they do suck. But B, you're wildly confused about what actually happened in that game, because there was no evidence in that game that he was bad. It was just the team was bad. So I was, that's what struck me when I saw it. It's like, really? People are ripping Seth? Like, it seems to me that the one part of this football program that has been above reproach lately is Seth. So I was surprised by the story for that reason.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a coward, but for me, like, I might say somebody on one of the teams that I cheer for sucks. Like, I'm not above that. I might say Justin Fields sucks, whatever. But I don't, like, nothing compels me to go on social media and make sure that Justin Fields knows my opinion.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what drives people to do that.
I would just go the opposite way. I would go the opposite way. In fact, I don't like it when it's not personal. So if I say something critical about someone on Twitter, occasionally what you'll see is someone will retweet my tweet and they will tag the person I said something about, right? And I'm like, why do you have to do that? I'm not trying to, like, burst in their lives, but that will happen. They're like, hey, look what Calkins is saying about you. And I, you know, I'm not trying to say something behind their back. Obviously, I publish things and I write things and I say them openly on the radio show and whatever else. But I'm not going out of my way to tag people with the critical opinions that I have about them. That just seems bizarre. But it doesn't surprise me, I guess. It did surprise me that Seth Henigan was getting heat. But when I think about it, there's morons everywhere, and that's one of the things that we've learned about social media is there's, you know, people will, there will be morons who criticize anything. And so I guess that's what happened there.
And the overwhelming majority of Tigers fans can realize that Seth is probably the best player on the team. You know, Seth has been one of the few, not few, but one of the guys that has stood out the most on this team since he got here, and he's been terrific. And so, yeah, it's just a sign
Seth
that
makes all things possible. Seth makes all things possible. Like, because of Seth is good, and because, you know, you've been able to go from Paxton to Riley to Brady and now to Seth, you can still, it was a bad loss. It was not a great game against Mississippi State, but you can still dream whatever you want to dream for this team because of Seth. And you just look at it. If Grant Gunnell, who evidently isn't good enough to win the North Texas job, he didn't, right? If there had been no Seth and you had to have Grant Gunnell as your starter last year, this year would have been a whole different circumstance. Seth has been a total revelation and seems like a good guy. He says all the right stuff. He talks about graduating from Memphis. I mean, I wrote the piece that I wrote earlier in the year, before the year began, that was headlined, you know, Seth Henigan is going to be good, scary good. It included him talking about NIL offers and just saying, you know, I believe in loyalty. When I said I was going to be here, I'm going to be here. And that's the kind of thing that fans eat up, right? The idea of loyalty and all of that. So, there are things to criticize, I suppose, but one of them is not Seth. And by the way, another one of them not to criticize is the way that the athletic department is responding to the lines outside the stadium. Because last week there were some lines, and you can argue that there always are going to be lines, and there's no big deal and whatever else, but still they're trying to be responsive. And I thought the two things that they've done that stuck out to me. One is they've moved the pep rally before the game up 15 minutes. Because I guess a bunch of people hang out, and I don't blame them because the Mighty Sound of the South is great, and they want to hear the Mighty Sound of the South. And so they don't start heading to the stadium until that's over. They moved that up 15 minutes, so that's great for one crowd. And then there's the beer-drinking crowd, and there can be overlap there too. And the game starts, kicks off at 2:30, But what they've said is they're going to have a happy hour with cheap beers from 1 to 2. And so you got to be in the stadium by 2 o'clock in order to take advantage of it. And so that's another incentive to get into the stadium. I think it's smart, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's the type of response that you'd want to see from people complained. They're giving you options. They're giving you an incentive to go in earlier. I think that's great from them.
And they're not just saying, hey, go in earlier. They're saying, hey, go in earlier, and we will get you cheap beer. That's great.
That's good enough for me, man. That's good. That's a good enough selling point for me.
I know you've probably talked about a lot of stories here. I have not been able to listen today. I'm a loyal listener, but I haven't been able to listen today. But I don't think you probably talked about the story that really hasn't been intriguing me, which is the matchup between it's a Monday between the Dart Rocket and the Dimorphos Asteroid. Are you familiar with this?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay. You know how in some movies when there's an asteroid that's about to destroy the planet, and what you have to do is you got to send something out to like blow up the asteroid before it destroys the planet. Like you're familiar with that basic script,
of
right?
Of course. Sort of this is Charles stuff. You got this from Charles, for sure.
This is actually happening.
Okay.
Monday evening, there is a asteroid called Dimorphos, which is hurtling through space at 13,000 miles an hour or something like that. We are sending it, and it's not about to hit us. This is a drill. This is only a drill. But we are sending a rocket into space to blast into it to see if it can change its trajectory. Isn't that just the best? Like, Bruce Willis should be involved in this. You know, like, it feels like this is a real, you know, Hollywood movie come to life, and we're going to find out if we are able to knock a asteroid off its trajectory. And it's going to be televised, evidently.
Okay, that was my next question. This is on TV.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to see. I suspect it won't look, you know, like a film. But supposedly, hang on, let's see what he said. He said, Monday, 6:15 p.m. Eastern. So it'll be on during the show. The crash will be televised live. The 1,200-pound Dart craft will smash into the asteroid Dimorphos while traveling at roughly 13,420 miles per hour. And there you go. That's the test. Now, I asked Jeffrey if he liked the asteroid. You know, and there should be FanDuel odds on this. If you like the asteroid here or the rocket ship.
Yeah, I think I like the asteroid here. I mean,
don't think you can budget.
Look, I trust modern science. I don't think they would be doing this if they didn't think there was a chance. But this is the first go of things. I don't think the first time we tried to send a rocket into space went too well.
So, well, Jeffrey made the point that in a situation like this, what you really need, this can't work. Because what you need is this to fail and then a hero to emerge. You know, this is not a manned rocket, right? You need a manned rocket. Like an Independence Day, that drunk guy, you know, the who was that, Bennett? Who was the guy in the Independence
Randy
Day?
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, that guy, like Randy Quaid. You need a Randy Quaid character to say, okay, the Dart Rocket couldn't do it. I'm going to drive this machine and take a crop duster up there to hit the asteroid. It'll only work if a real individual is involved in sacrificing himself or herself.
Wait a second. No.
It's got to be Randy Quaid. Can't you see Randy Quaid?
That sounds fun.
I mean, look, for dramatic,
be an American hero, Drew. Like,
I can't tell if you guys are being serious or not. I can't tell if you guys are being serious or not, but all I know is we fly airplanes with no pilots all the time now. There's freaking robots that deliver your food at the restaurant.
But it's not nearly as romantic. You wanted a drone to do this. I want Randy Quaid to do this, you know? I think it makes for a much better narrative and an American hero story. Then that person, whoever it is that knocks the asteroid off the trajectory, you have their face on coins and, you know.
So is this an American thing? This is like a This is like, we're doing this, not anybody
now,
else.
Now you're asking me questions. Okay, what I read to you is the full extent of my knowledge.
Okay, I gotta think this is. I gotta think the world is working together here.
Yeah,
that's a lot at stake for not just Americans.
How much money are we spending to save everybody else from this meteor?
Russia is probably not working with us on this particular project.
You don't think?
Their hands are full, but Bennett, look up DART. Aircraft asteroid, okay. DART rocket asteroid, and see if it's an American NASA production or see if, God, it should be the whole world. Because the whole world is invested in saving us.
I know. Can you imagine if the United States of America saved the entire world?
It says NASA.
Again? Yeah. What?
It says NASA. It's NASA. Yeah, this is our effort.
Okay, where does it say where it's going to be televised? Probably ESPN Plus.
Let's see.
ESPN Plus. FanDuel TV
Network. It's going to be on Dolly Sports Network.
I'm not seeing a TV network, and that is a mistake.
Sci-Fi Channel would be sweet. Put it on Sci-Fi Channel.
What is happening, Drew, with the Dolly Sports Network anyway? Because the Grizzlies can't.
Oh gosh! Now you're asking me questions I don't know all the answers to. But
there is right now, isn't there? Like, you can buy a streaming thing.
Yes, you can buy a stream. I believe it's like 20-something bucks a month. And, yeah, you have to pay for it for the full year. But then during Grizzlies season, you'll be able to stream all the games that are on Bally on your TV, your phone, your laptop, whatever. They're supposed to have apps for all that. I did hear that the app has been a little shaky in last year.
Shocking.
Which isn't exactly a surprise, but at least now if you cut the cord, which I refuse to do still, sadly, if you did cut the cord, then you will be able to watch the Grizzlies, which is, I mean, that's good news. But also, I mean, there was that report that Bally, well, the parent companies for Bally struggling.
Yes, that the leagues are going to try to buy out Bally. What that would then mean, I do not know. And the idea there is that Bally may be going bankrupt, in which case all their local TV contracts, not just in Memphis, but in all the sports that they are, all the franchises they're involved with, would no longer be valid. And so the leagues might, it's a freaking mess, it seems to me. But for now, we do believe that you can get the cable package and obviously watch them, or you can stream them on Bally, but you can't necessarily watch the DART rocket hit the Dimorphos meteor.
I do have great news surrounding this. This is Fortune.com that has this story about this whole thing, and I guess there's some FAQs here at the bottom. One of them, the first one, says, "Does this asteroid pose any threat to Earth currently?" The answer: no. NASA made it clear in August that the asteroid on which it is testing DART poses no threat to Earth.
Yeah. How about this, though? How about they go up there, they knock it offline, so it's now heading directly towards Earth.
Oh, right.
No threat towards Earth. Whoops! Here it comes, ladies
now,
and gentlemen.
We will, on Monday night, around 7 o'clock, NASA's going to host a post-impact press briefing in which officials will discuss the mission. So, no word on TV, but we will get an update later on that tonight.
They're making a mistake if they don't have Randy Quaid as part of that.
I agree. At least
it'll make it for a heck of a documentary, though, I'll tell you what.
It really would.
Yeah. Well,
anything else for me?
No, I think that's it. Go Dolphins this weekend. I hope they take down
the
Buffalo Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills. Dolphins are here's the thing. The Dolphins don't need to win this game for to be a success story. The Bills need to win every game. And so the Dolphins just need to stay close, and everyone will be happy, and you can be happy for Tua. The Bills need to actually win because they need to be the number one seed because it's their time to win the Super Bowl.
Don't you think that it's better for the Bills to fly under the radar than for everybody to say that they're going to win the Super Bowl? Because if that happens,
if flying under the radar means flying to Kansas City again for the playoffs, no thank you. I'll be over the radar in Buffalo is what we want. So go Bills. Screw you, Tua. And
go
and
Titans.
Anyone who would wear deign to wear his jersey.
Yeah.
No, I think I don't know about the.
No, there will be a funeral at this office on Monday after the outcome of Titans Raiders. Yes.
Well, here's the thing: is the Raiders need to win the game because at 0-3 you're dead in that division. At 0-3, you would still be the favorites.
No. 0-3, you're done. 0-3 is so impossible.
No, you're not done.
0-3 is so impossible, it feels like.
I got bad news. The Raiders are dead no matter what happens here. They're dead.
I think the Raiders are dead anyway. I think the Titans are not necessarily just because of where they play. And by the way, go Vols, go Tigers. Should be a fun weekend.
Yep,
should be a fun weekend. All right, Jeff, thank you, man. Fins up.
Yeah, see y'all.
Okay. When we come back,
we're going to do some NFL.
Well, we're going to talk more about this. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Talking about our mental health saves lives. We witnessed that firsthand with Odyssey's I'm Listening, a two-hour mental health special. So many well-known artists, athletes, mental health professionals, and you shared invaluable insights and tools to help us all thrive as we go through our daily lives. If you missed it, Odyssey's I'm Listening mental health special, or you want to hear it again, it's on the Odyssey app or odyssey.com now.
Football is here. It's getting more pleasant outside. Lots of stuff going on. And if you're the type of person who likes to enjoy a drink while you're watching games or just hanging out, allow me to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that New Amsterdam is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Wouldn't make sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam's the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam makes a lot. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit, and don't forget about New Amsterdam Wild Card cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch in a can, ready to go. As soon as you pop the top, you can find them in your local liquor store. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online gossettmotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
75 months at 4.5% APR, 3,500 down, Cherokee, ND5 22552, MSRP 38785, Ram NS17135, MSRP 39745, includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. I want to take the stress out of buying a diamond engagement ring. All you got to do is you're going to come in, we're going to work with you, we're going to find out exactly what you need, and we're going to get the perfect diamond for you. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hurry into the energy savings event at Lowe's. Save energy and save money on select major appliances, including Whirlpool energy efficient appliances. You can also use less water with WaterSense bathroom faucets, starting at just $19.98. Plus, find other great energy saving items throughout the store and check your eligibility for rebates in your area to save even more. Don't miss the energy savings event at Lowe's. Selection varies by location. Exclusions apply. Visit Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 9/28.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Memphis, looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Howie, how stressful is it to pick a ring someone could wear for 50-plus years?
Oh, yeah, it's not stressful if you bought your original diamond at Robert Owen Jewelers. Bring it back, upgrade to a new diamond, and only pay the difference.
Wow, Howie, that's truly the perfect engagement ring forever.
That's the Robert Owen Jewelers Diamond Trade-Up Guarantee. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Owen Jewelers.
Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I watched Thursday Night Football last night, Bennett. The game in its entirety.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned the bad beat from last night.
Horrible beat. Not for me. I had a good night last night, but bad beat for you?
Yeah, so it was Steelers. I think a lot of people got Steelers at 7.5 maybe earlier. It was 4.5 like before kickoff. Anyways, the freaking Browns score a defensive touchdown, a meaningless defensive touchdown at the end of the game, and just messed up everything. Like, it messed up the under, it messed up the spread. Like, it just, I saw so many people just, and there was a big FanDuel boost last night that was, Steelers plus 7.5. Najee Harris anytime touchdown, Nick Chubb anytime touchdown. Like, me and Jason Smith were texting about it, like as the game was about to end, because it was like plus 800. So it's like, you know, you throw,
you feel good about
5-10 bucks on it, you're gonna get a nice little payout. And we're both just like, nice. Like, that seemed like a really good. And then that freaking touchdown happens. It was,
yeah,
so dumb.
I got my parlay last night on FanDuel. Felt pretty good about that. A lot of it was on Mitch, though. Like, I thought Mitch was going to have to throw it a lot. And he didn't play horrible, but he was by far the second best quarterback in that game. Jacoby Brissett is a pro's pro, man. That guy comes in and makes the throws.
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. The thing that stood out about that game the most to me is just, it's weird watching the Steelers get pushed around. Like, that team is usually, you know, when you're playing the Steelers, like, okay, this is going to be physical, like, you know, battle in the trenches, run the football. Now, and both running backs obviously got going last night, but I expected a low-scoring game. You know, there was, I think, both teams got a touchdown within their first two drives. And just, it was not that, man. The Steelers just aren't that team right now. And I don't think it's all on Mitch Trubisky.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that defense has problems. So it'll be interesting to see, like, obviously Mike Tomlin has earned, like, a bad season. You know, he's I don't think he's ever had a losing season in his NFL career.
No, never.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike Tomlin's earned the right to have a bad season. But it's just weird watching the Steelers just be kind of average and mediocre. I do think that they're going to get to the point in the season, if this goes where it looks like it's going, where they're going to have to bench Trubisky, even if it's not his fault.
Yeah,
you got to see what you got in Pickett.
You
right?
also got, he's a local guy, so you're going to have a lot of people in Pickett's corner trying to get him in the game. And again, I mean, Mitch missed some throws, but he wasn't too terrible. The other thing that, like, stood out to me a lot last night was Amari Cooper. He was really good.
He was.
I don't think we saw that Amari Cooper on the Cowboys for a while, but he was getting open almost every single play last night.
Yeah, he's the first, because I think he's got back-to-back weeks now with over 100 yards receiving, and he is the first. Yeah, that's right. Okay, back-to-back weeks with over 100 yards receiving. He's the first receiver to do that for the Browns since Josh Gordon back in, like, 2013 or something, like a long time ago. And then he's the first Browns receiver to have a touchdown in back-to-back games for the past couple seasons as well. I think maybe, like, Rashard Higgins did it a couple seasons ago. But, you know, Amari Cooper's, I don't know. He's put together a couple good weeks in a row, but he's one of those guys that disappears during a season.
Well, he could be a good fantasy guy if he keeps up what he's doing so far this year. But, and you know, I like him. He's a Roll Tide guy. Don't have an Amari Cooper jersey.
Okay. Dude, in fairness, like half the league played for Alabama. You gotta stop.
Yeah, so
with,
I could,
oh,
just,
he's a Bama guy. I could love just, him. Come
I
on.
Could, I could cheer for whoever I want to. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
You know, I could cheer for the Chargers because their punter went to Alabama.
Right. You yeah. know? Okay. That's fine.
I'll push my agenda any way I want to. Other games that I like this weekend, Chiefs and Colts. I don't understand how the Chiefs are only a 5.5-point favorite in this game. Feels like an absolute trap to me here. That does not make sense. I know the Chiefs are on the road, but the Chiefs have looked really good so far this year. The Colts have not looked very good this year.
They didn't score
that doesn't
last
make
week.
Any sense. That feels like a trap. They're just begging you to take the Chiefs there. So something's up.
Something's up. I mean, you know, it's a desperation game, right, for the Colts, like a team coming into the season with a lot of expectations. So maybe they give a good effort.
And they're missing Leonard on defense as well.
Yep,
so they're
yep.
they're missing their key linebacker. I just think
that is a bizarre
it does
line,
not
yeah.
that to me stood out and felt a little bit weird. Rams and Cardinals, I think both of those teams have had interesting starts to the season. Like
yep.
the Rams really disappointed in that first game, and so did the Cardinals. I think we're going to learn a lot about those two teams this weekend and just how real they are. The Cardinals are fortunate to be 1-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn it around and go ahead and beat the Rams, you've definitely got a real chance to be feeling good and become a playoff team in that division. That's not too great of a division. You can still, I mean, the way that the 49ers look right now,
right?
That's winnable for the Cardinals. You've got a chance. Your Titans and the Las Vegas Raiders, it is do or die time.
You really believe
that?
I'm
no, no one else here believes that, but you do. You fully.
You can't go 0-3 in the NFL. Like you just, I get it. The division's crappy. If the Titans go 0-3, the vibes are going to be so bad surrounding that team. I don't see how they can overcome that. I just don't. We'll see. We'll see.
Here's the thing. You also have the Jags playing against the Chargers. So, I mean, the Jags are not.
And the Colts playing the Chiefs.
But, I mean, we don't know who's going to play quarterback for the Chargers yet. That's a very important question. But there's a good chance both of them could lose, and you're still, like, at worst, you might be a game back.
The Titans have to find a way to win this game. They have to. I mean, they're not. It's basically a pick 'em. It's Raiders -2. Titans have to find a way to win this game. Make it ugly. You know, have Derrick Henry just run them into the ground, right? Like, that's – you got to find a way. Because, like you said, if you win, you know, you got the Colts two times in the next 3 weeks. Like, yeah, you know, you got a chance to actually do something if you can find a way to get a win on Sunday. So,
The other games, the game we should mention for sure, Packers and Buccaneers, is probably the second, I would call it the second biggest game of the weekend, maybe behind that Dolphins and Bills. Two teams that figure to be pretty good, two of the favorites in the NFC. Buccaneers are a 1-point favorite at home.
Which quarterback can lift up their depleted receiver corps? Like,
yep.
It is. I mean, the Buccaneers are missing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. The Packers are missing Sammy Watkins. And I don't know if they have Alan Lazard playing. I think Randall Cobb's out too. So, yeah, that's those offenses are pretty depleted coming into that game. And it's just going to come down to Brady and Aaron Rodgers, man.
We'll see.
I'm excited about that one, though. I mean, it's two of the greatest ever. Like, that's a fun game.
It could be a I could see that being a defensive struggle, despite having the two quarterbacks, because both of those defenses are pretty solid.
Yeah, so. they are. Yeah, it's actually a pretty good slate of games this weekend, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the 325 game.
Even Eagles Commanders is pretty interesting. Like, with the way the Eagles have come out of the gate, and, like, you know, people were excited about Carson Wentz after the first week in Washington. I think that's a pretty interesting game. You know, I could talk myself into friggin' Lions Vikings. You know, they're both 1-1. Like, Vikings looked good week one and looked bad against the Eagles and the Lions. Man,
they Niners and Broncos isn't bad either. Niners and Broncos. Broncos have been a little disappointing so far, but everybody thinks that they could get better as the year goes along.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's a pretty good slate of NFL games this week.
Yeah,
for sure.
Really, really excited for that. All right, when we come back, I'll do Dinner to Go, and we will get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The SEC.
Hooker out of the shotgun. Option play. Gives it Sampson to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboards. He dives to the pylon.
Number 20 Florida takes on number 11 Tennessee. Saturday, pregame begins at 12:30. Kickoff at 2:30 live on 92.9 FM and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
The SEC. SEC. All fall, y'all. Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gossett Mitsubishi summer sales event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross, $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With 7 seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covey Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down sport. NU017062, MSRP 27140, cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center, but here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery testing to help you know if you need a new battery or not. Or if you're in need of a fresh charge, they can help you with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $69.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone.
If you have a dog, you might be worried about your good boy being bad for your carpet. But if you had LifeProof with PetProof technology carpet, you wouldn't have to worry, even if you had a whole pack of dogs. Because LifeProof with PetProof technology delivers permanent built-in stain and soil protection that never washes or wears off. Quiet, sit, good dogs. LifeProof with PetProof technology available only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects, just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic now to qualify. 901-672-2000.
If you live in the Memphis area, you should have heard of Stack's Pancake Kitchen by now. It's tremendous. My favorite breakfast spot. And this is Gary Parrish with some great news, specifically that the new location is open in South Haven. They're in the new Silo Square right across from Snowden. So Stack's is now in East Memphis, Germantown, and South Haven, meaning wherever you are, you're close to one. It's locally owned and operated. More importantly, it's awesome. So pop into one of the locations or let Stack's cater for you. It's Stack's Pancake Kitchen, home of the outstanding Stack's Breakfast Burger online, stackspancakes.com.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license. With approved credit CD for complete details, offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
More than 48 million people struggle with hunger every day. Food insecurity has a devastating impact on our children, hampering their ability to focus and learn in school, as well as their overall well-being. This month at Kroger, we're joining forces with Feeding America through our Roundup at the Register program. All funds donated through Roundup in September will go directly to your local food bank. Roundup is a way for Kroger and our customers to give back to the communities we serve.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
We're back for the final time today. Thank you to Dan Wolkin for joining us in the first hour. Thank you to Jeff for joining us at 5 o'clock. But now it's time to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that Bethune-Cookman game that Memphis has added to the schedule is replacing North Texas, not Missouri.
Glad we clarified that.
Shout out, Eric. Thank you for clarifying that. I was clearly very confused by what I was reading.
Stop being scared, Missouri. Play the game.
Missouri, figure it out. We also learned that there's lots of speculation out there that Taylor Swift may or may not be performing at the halftime show of the Super Bowl this year. And that might put a lot of pressure on the NFL to get somebody who's like really, really good. Because you're not going to get anybody bigger than Taylor Swift.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, let's go with Major League Baseball. Will history be made tonight at Yankee Stadium? It is the biggest rivalry in baseball. The AL East leading New York Yankees taking on the crappy Boston Red Sox. What a terrible season they've had. Aaron Judge right now sitting at 60 home runs. Needs one to tie the AL single season record and two to break the record. Now, there was some controversy surrounding this week because you have to have Apple TV Plus to watch this game. This is part of the Friday night showcase they've been doing every week on Apple TV Plus. It's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight. But I think a little less controversy because he didn't hit a home run last night. And so, I mean, we'll see. Like, I'm thinking probably not going to hit two tonight.
Yeah, you've just predicted it like every day this week.
Yeah, I know. So, like, I'm not going to do that tonight, but I will go.
So this will be the night.
No. So here's the play tonight, all right?
Okay.
It's Yankees minus 250 on the money line.
Okay.
So, like, not a lot of value there, but we'll do a little parlay. Yankees minus 250 and Aaron Judge to hit a home run and tie the record tonight. How's that sound?
the Red Sox pitched around him like 3 out of 4 at bats. So that doesn't bode well.
That's the problem with this, with it being against the Red Sox, right? Is because they do not want this to happen against them. Even to tie the record, like that, like you avoid it at all cost, and your season means nothing anymore if you're the Red Sox. So I'm with you. Like, they're probably just avoiding
What I worry about.
Yeah, I could see it. I'm going to go with Judge anytime home run and Yankees minus 250 in a parlay tonight.
What should I watch on TV?
Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Look, I forgot to do a Dateline preview, and I know Gary's going to be mad at me about it on Monday. We have gone so many weeks without new Dateline episodes. The premiere was this past week, and I just forgot we have new Datelines every single Friday now. So I forgot to do a preview. That's on me. Tonight's episode, 8 o'clock on NBC. It is about the murder of 22-year-old Molly Matheson. Texas detectives investigating the murder of 22-year-old Molly Matheson uncover a trail of sexual assault crimes pointing to a repeat offender. Survivors connected to the case speak out for the first time about their fight for justice. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. There's more college football on tonight, starting with the biggest game. You got Virginia at Syracuse. That's at 6 o'clock on ESPN. I actually saw Jerry Palm over at CBSSports.com. Predicts the Tigers to play Syracuse in the Fenway Bowl December 17th.
That would be sweet.
That would be an awesome bowl game for the Tigers. If you could sign me up today for because Syracuse is going to be pretty good this year. They're 3-0 right now.
Beat the crap out of Louisville.
You're playing a Power 5 team. Like, I think right now if you could sign me up for Memphis versus Syracuse in their bowl game this season, I'm taking that. So I like that.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be really cool. Get a game played inside of Fenway, a football game.
Yeah.
And Syracuse is not a bad opponent. They're actually pretty solid this year.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good bowl game for the Tigers for sure. You got Nevada at Air Force on FS1 at 7 o'clock and Boise State at UTEP at 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I thought John Martin, host of the Jason and John Show every day from 11 to 2, and my colleague over at the Daily Memphian, he had a really nice column earlier this week, or I think it actually came out today, and it's about former Memphis Deputy AD Ren Baker, who is now the athletic director over at North Texas, the Tigers' opponent this weekend. They talked a lot about the direction of the Memphis program now, conference realignment, how they get there, what is next for the University of Memphis program. I thought it was a really interesting read, so make sure you go check that out.
What's on tap next week?
Gary will be back next week. He'll break down everything from the weekend.
Media day on Monday.
Yeah. That's where I will be.
The unofficial start of the Grizzly season, right?
Of course, man. I can't believe it's already here, but it's pretty awesome that we're going to be talking to Grizzlies players on Monday. First time we've heard from them in a really long time, so that'll be really cool. I really appreciate getting to host this. This is so fun for me.
We love having you, man. Appreciate
you
doing it. I
love being here. So until next time, everybody, for Drew and for Bennett, we're out of here.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is now up to $23.43 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tomorrow night.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. 9789.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only